In his Italian journey, German writer Johann Wolfgang von Goethe described an excursion with Hackert in June 1787.
I went out to Tivoli with Hackert, who is a master of copying nature and has such a sure hand that he never has to correct a drawing. In these few days, I have learned a good deal from him.
They had first met in February in Naples, where Hackert was court painter of King Ferdinand IV. As Goethe noted with some amazement, Hackert even had his own apartment in the palace. From Britain to Tsarist Russia under Catherine the Great, the European royal courts were only too keen to acquire Hackert's landscape paintings. In 1811, some years after Hackert died, Goethe wrote a biography of the artist, including a very vivid description of the demand for the artist's works.
All important foreign visitors of every standing and rank visited him. And even though he raised the price for his future paintings by around one-third, he always had orders for Holland, England, Germany, Poland and Russia, often 6 or 7 years in advance, so that some admirers of his art died before they could come into the possession of their desired painting.